Amos, one of the 12 minor prophets of the Bible, is an intriguing and powerful figure whose words resonate through the centuries. His story begins in a small village called Tekoa, located about 10 miles south of Jerusalem. Unlike many other prophets, Amos did not come from a priestly lineage or a major city. He was a shepherd and a sycamore fig farmer, an ordinary man called by God to fulfill an extraordinary role. The name Amos means burden bearer, or one who carries, an appropriate allusion to the heavy responsibility he would carry as a divine messenger. Amos lived during the reign of Jeroboam II, a period of material prosperity but moral and spiritual decay in Israel. His calling came at a time of great social inequality, corruption, and injustice, central themes in his prophecies. Amos is a clear example that God can call anyone, regardless of their background or occupation, to fulfill his will. The message of Amos transcends his historical context and speaks directly to the human heart, calling for justice, righteousness, and true worship. Through his life and words, Amos becomes a symbol of courage and commitment to divine truth. His mission as a prophet was not easy. Amos faced opposition and rejection, especially from the religious and political authorities who felt threatened by his denunciations. Despite this, he remained faithful to his calling, proclaiming divine truth with boldness and without fear of the consequences. His determination and unwavering faith are a source of inspiration for all who seek to live according to the principles of justice and righteousness. The influence of Amos extends beyond his time. His words were recorded and preserved, becoming part of the Holy Scriptures. To this day, his messages of social justice and faithfulness to God continue to resonate, challenging generations to reflect on their own lives and societies. Amos reminds us of the importance of listening to and obeying the divine call, regardless of the circumstances. The life and work of Amos offer valuable lessons about the importance of justice, humility, and obedience to God. He shows us that anyone, no matter how humble, can be used by God to fulfill great purposes. By exploring the life and message of Amos, we are challenged to examine our own lives and seek to live according to the divine principles of justice and righteousness. To understand the depth of Amos's messages, it is essential to know the historical context in which he lived and prophesied. The Kingdom of Israel, during the reign of Jeroboam II, experienced a period of great economic prosperity and territorial expansion. However, this prosperity was accompanied by a deep moral and spiritual crisis. Corruption was entrenched in the institutions, and justice was perverted in favor of the rich and powerful. The people of Israel had strayed from divine principles, engaging in syncretic and idolatrous religious practices. The rich exploited the poor, amassing wealth at the expense of the most vulnerable. Religious and political leaders were more concerned with maintaining their power and influence than with following God's will. This scenario of social injustice and corruption was the stage for Amos's prophecy. Amos witnessed firsthand the inequalities and abuses committed by Israel's leaders. He saw how religion had become mere formalism, devoid of true devotion and obedience to God. This environment of moral and social decay paved the way for Amos's incisive and powerful message. His words would be a cry for justice and righteousness, a call to repentance and a return to God's ways. The period in which Amos prophesied was also marked by external threats. Neighboring nations, such as Assyria, represented a constant danger to Israel's security and stability. Despite the apparent prosperity, there was a growing unease among the people, fueled by the awareness that their moral and spiritual conduct was far from the divine ideal. This climate of tension and uncertainty amplified the urgency of Amos's message. Amos's prophecy was not limited to Israel. He also pronounced judgments against neighboring nations, highlighting that God's justice knows no borders. His universal message of justice and righteousness resonated beyond the limits of Israel, reaching all nations that committed injustices and oppressions. Amos positioned himself as the voice of God in a world full of inequalities and corruption. The historical context of Amos shows us how the social, political, and religious conditions of an era can influence a prophet's message. His courage in denouncing the injustices of his time, even in the face of opposition and danger, is a powerful example of faithfulness to God and commitment to truth. By studying the context in which Amos lived, we gain a deeper understanding of the relevance and urgency of his message. Before his prophetic calling, Amos lived a simple life as a shepherd and sycamore fig farmer. He tended his flock on the hills of Tekoa and worked with sycamore trees, which produced a fruit similar to figs. His occupation was humble but dignified, providing him with a modest livelihood. Amos's life was marked by the routine of the countryside, far from the glamour and complexity of urban life. This humble origin is fundamental to understanding the authenticity and strength of Amos's message. He was not a professional prophet, nor someone trained in the schools of prophets. His authority came directly from God, and his message was not tainted by the political or religious interests of the time. Amos spoke with the voice of experience and direct observation, denouncing the injustices he witnessed in his society. The simplicity of his life also starkly contrasted with the opulence and corruption of Israel's leaders. This gave him a unique perspective and unquestionable credibility. Amos could speak with authority about social injustices because he lived among the simplest and most vulnerable in society. His life and calling are a testament to how God chooses the humble to confound the wise and powerful. Amos was deeply rooted in his community and culture. He knew the struggles and challenges faced by his people and shared their concerns. His empathy and understanding of others' needs gave him an authentic and compassionate voice. Amos spoke not just as a distant observer, but as someone deeply involved in the lives of those he prophesied to. Amos's life as a shepherd and sycamore fig cultivator also symbolizes a connection with the land and God's creation. He understood the value of hard work and patience, qualities that also reflected in his prophetic ministry. The patience to cultivate trees and care for flocks translated into spiritual patience to deliver God's message, even when it was not well received. In a world where status and wealth often dictate a person's value, Amos's story reminds us that true greatness comes from obedience to God and moral integrity. His simple life and extraordinary calling challenge us to reconsider our own lives and seek a deeper, more authentic relationship with God. Through Amos, we learn that humility and faithfulness are more valuable than any worldly wealth or power. Amos was a simple shepherd and sycamore fig cultivator, but his life changed radically when he received the divine call. Amidst his daily activities, God spoke to him, commanding him to prophesy against Israel. This call was not a common or expected experience for someone of his background and occupation. However, Amos accepted his mission with determination, understanding the gravity and importance of what God had entrusted to him. Amos's initial vision was likely a moment of great personal impact. He saw the imminent destruction and divine justice about to befall Israel due to its injustice and corruption. These visions and messages motivated him to leave his peaceful life in Tekoa and travel to the northern kingdom, where he would deliver the prophecies God entrusted to him. Amos knew that this task would put him in direct confrontation with the powerful, but his faith and conviction were unwavering. Amos's courage in accepting his divine call without hesitation highlights his deep faith in God. He was willing to face opposition and danger in the name of truth. This willingness to serve God at any cost is an inspiring testament to faithfulness and commitment. Amos sought neither recognition nor personal reward. His sole motivation was obedience to God and the desire to see justice prevail. Amos was not educated in the schools of prophets nor trained by religious leaders. His authority came directly from God, giving him unique credibility. He had no personal agenda or political alliances that could corrupt his message. Amos was a pure messenger, guided only by divine will. This set him apart from many other religious leaders of the time, whose faithfulness was often questionable. Amos's call reminds us that God can choose anyone to fulfill his purposes, regardless of their background or social status. What matters is the willingness to listen and obey. Amos teaches us that true vocation comes from a dedicated and faithful heart, ready to serve God under any circumstance. His example challenges us to be open to the divine call in our own lives. Amos's story encourages us to trust in God and follow his plans, even when these plans seem challenging or outside our comfort zone. Through his life, we see that God is always at work, calling ordinary people to accomplish extraordinary things. Amos inspires us to seek a deeper relationship with God and be ready to respond to his call, no matter where it leads us. Amos's first vision was a portent of the judgment to come upon Israel. In his visions, he saw God holding a plumb line, an instrument used to measure straightness. This vision symbolized God's evaluation of the nation of Israel, which had strayed from the paths of justice and righteousness. The plumb line represented God's standard, against which Israel would be measured and, tragically, found wanting. Amos saw the imminent destruction as a result of the corruption and injustice dominating Israeli society. He saw the luxurious houses of the rich being destroyed, the fertile fields becoming barren, and the people being taken into exile. These visions were both a warning and a plea for repentance. God, in his mercy, was giving Israel an opportunity to return to his ways before it was too late. The vision of the plumb line highlighted God's impartiality in his judgments. Wealth, power, or social status did not matter. Everyone would be judged by the same divine standard. This was a direct challenge to the corrupt leaders who believed they were above the law and justice. Amos's message was clear. No one is exempt from God's judgment, and all must submit to his standards of righteousness. Israel's reaction to Amos's message was one of resistance and rejection. The religious and political leaders in particular felt threatened and tried to silence the prophet. However, Amos remained steadfast in his mission. He continued to proclaim the truth despite threats and opposition. His courage and determination are a testament to his unwavering faith in God and his justice. The vision of the plumb line also teaches us about the importance of living according to divine standards. Just as Israel was called to measure its actions by God's standard, we are also challenged to live lives of justice and righteousness. Amos's message is a reminder that God deeply cares about how we treat others and that he will judge each of us based on our adherence to his principles. Amos's first vision was not just a warning to Israel, but a message for all generations. It calls us to reflect on our own lives and ask if we are living according to God's standards. Through Amos, we are challenged to seek justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. His vision is an invitation to repentance and transformation, reminding us that there is still time to return to God's ways. One of Amos's central messages was social justice. He vigorously denounced the inequalities and injustices that permeated Israeli society. Amos saw how the rich exploited the poor, amassing wealth at the expense of the most vulnerable. He spoke against corrupt judges who perverted justice in favor of those who could pay bribes, leaving the poor and needy defenseless. Amos proclaimed that true worship of God could not be separated from the practice of justice. He challenged empty and hypocritical religious rituals, emphasizing that God was not pleased with sacrifices and offerings when justice was being denied to the poor and oppressed. For Amos, true religion was demonstrated through the practice of justice, compassion, and integrity in all areas of life. Amos's message was a call to repentance and a change of behavior. He exhorted the people of Israel to seek good and not evil, to establish justice in the courts, and to treat others with equity and respect. Amos emphasized that justice should roll on like a river and righteousness like a never-failing stream, a powerful image of a society where justice is abundant and uninterrupted. Amos also criticized the religious leaders who were more concerned with maintaining their positions of power than with upholding justice and righteousness. He accused them of allying with the rich and powerful, ignoring the cries of the poor and oppressed. For Amos, these religious leaders were complicit in the injustices and deserved the same judgment as those who directly committed the injustices. The social justice message of Amos is relevant even today. It challenges us to examine our own societies and identify where injustice and inequality persist. Through Amos, we are called to be advocates of justice, to fight for the rights of the poor and oppressed, and to live according to the principles of equity and compassion that God values. Amos reminds us that true worship of God goes beyond rituals and religious ceremonies. It manifests in concrete actions of justice and mercy. His message is a call for each of us to examine our own lives and ask how we can contribute to building a more just and equitable society. Through his life and words, Amos invites us to be agents of change, committed to justice and righteousness in all our actions. Amos did not hesitate to confront the powerful of his time. His message was direct and challenging, openly condemning the political and religious leaders who abused their power. He denounced the kings, nobles, priests, and judges who corrupted justice and exploited the poor. Amos knew that his mission put his life at risk, but his faith and conviction in God propelled him to continue. One of the most notable passages in the book of Amos is his confrontation with Amaziah, the priest of Bethel. Amaziah tried to silence Amos, accusing him of conspiring against King Jeroboam II and ordering him to return to Judah. Amos responded firmly, reaffirming that his mission came directly from God and that he could not remain silent in the face of injustice. This confrontation is an example of Amos's courage in the face of opposition. Amaziah, seer, go away, flee to the land of Judah. There earn your bread, and there do your prophesying. Do not prophesy anymore at Bethel, because this is the king's sanctuary and the temple of the kingdom. Amos, I was neither a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I was a shepherd, and I also took care of sycamore fig trees. But the Lord took me from tending the flock and said to me, go, prophesy to my people Israel. Now then, hear the word of the Lord. You say, do not prophesy against Israel, and stop preaching against the descendants of Isaac. Therefore, this is what the Lord says, your wife will become a prostitute in the city, and your sons and daughters will fall by the sword. Your land will be measured and divided up, and you yourself will die in a pagan country. And Israel will surely go into exile away from their native land. Amos condemned the false security of Israel's leaders who believed they were above divine judgment. He denounced their arrogance and self-sufficiency, warning that destruction was imminent if they did not repent. Amos used powerful metaphors to describe the fall of the mighty, such as the destruction of luxurious houses and the devastation of fertile lands. He wanted them to understand that their actions had severe consequences. In addition to political leaders, Amos also confronted the wealthy merchants who exploited the poor. He accused them of using dishonest measures, unjustly raising prices, and selling inferior products. Amos highlighted that these practices not only violated God's law, but also destroyed the social fabric, increasing poverty and inequality. His message was a call for economic justice and integrity in business. Amos's message was not popular among the powerful, but he continued to boldly proclaim the truth. He knew that his mission was to be God's voice in a world full of corruption and injustice. His determination and courage are an inspiring example of how we should stand against injustice, even when facing opposition and danger. Amos teaches us that true leadership is rooted in justice and compassion. He challenges us to question authority when it is used to oppress and exploit. Through his life and message, we are called to be courageous defenders of justice, willing to confront power in the name of truth and righteousness. Amos did not limit his prophecies to the kingdom of Israel. He also proclaimed judgments against neighboring nations, emphasizing that God's justice is universal and impartial. These nations, including Damascus, Gaza, Tyre, Edom, Ammon, and Moab, were also involved in practices of injustice and oppression, and Amos announced that they would be punished for their sins. Each nation was condemned for specific acts of violence and cruelty. For example, Damascus was condemned for its brutality in Gilead, Gaza for capturing and selling captives as slaves, and Tyre for breaking a treaty of brotherhood. Amos emphasized that these acts were not only crimes against humanity, but also offenses against God's law. His message was clear: divine justice extends to all nations, and none are above God's judgment. By announcing judgments against neighboring nations, Amos was also sending a powerful message to Israel. He wanted the people of Israel to understand that they were not exempt from divine judgment just because they were God's chosen people. If they followed the same paths of injustice and oppression, they would face the same consequences. This parallel served as a warning and a call to repentance. The universality of Amos's prophecies highlights the broad scope of God's justice. He shows no favoritism to individuals or nations, and all are accountable for their actions. Through Amos, we see that God deeply cares about justice in all spheres of life and in every corner of the world. His concern for righteousness and justice is constant, regardless of national or cultural identity. Amos also challenged the limited view of God that many people had at the time. They believed that God was exclusively concerned with Israel and its religious practices. Amos revealed that God is sovereign over all nations and that his justice is applied universally. This broader vision of God encouraged people to reconsider their relationship with him and understand that their moral and ethical conduct was of utmost importance. The prophecies against neighboring nations remind us that God's justice is a central theme in the Bible. They challenge us to reflect on our own responsibility to promote justice and righteousness in our communities and beyond. Through Amos's words, we are called to act with integrity and to defend justice, knowing that God sees and judges all our actions. Amos introduced the concept of the Day of the Lord, an apocalyptic theme that would become central in prophetic literature. This day was described as a time of divine judgment, when God would intervene in history to punish the unjust and vindicate the righteous. For Amos's listeners, this meant an event of great significance and fear, where the actions of each individual and nation would be weighed on the divine scale. Contrary to popular expectations, Amos warned that the Day of the Lord would not be a time of celebration for Israel, but a day of darkness and destruction due to their sins. He described scenes of despair and calamity, where daylight would turn to darkness and joy to mourning. Amos wanted the people to understand that true worship of God could not be separated from the practice of justice. Amos's apocalyptic vision was an urgent call to repentance. He used vivid and terrifying imagery to awaken the people from their complacency. Through his words, he hoped that people would realize the gravity of their sins and the need for a radical change in behavior. Amos emphasized that God would not tolerate injustice and that the time for repentance was running out. Amos also highlighted God's sovereignty over creation and history. The Day of the Lord was a manifestation of this sovereignty, where God would demonstrate his power and authority over all nations. Amos wanted the people to understand that God was in control and that his promises of judgment and salvation were certain. This vision of God as the supreme judge reinforced the need to live according to his commandments. Amos's message about the Day of the Lord continues to resonate with subsequent generations. It reminds us that God's justice is certain and that everyone will be held accountable for their actions. Amos's apocalyptic vision challenges us to live with an awareness of our own judgment and to seek justice and righteousness in all areas of our lives. It calls us to reflect on the seriousness of our choices and the urgency of repentance. The day of the Lord is also a message of hope for the righteous. Amos affirmed that those who turn to God and practice justice will find salvation. This promise of redemption offers comfort and encouragement for those who seek to live according to divine principles. Through Amos, we are reminded that God is just and merciful, and that He always offers a path to reconciliation and restoration. Amos's mission was not easy, and he faced considerable rejection and persecution from the leaders and people of Israel. His message of judgment and repentance was not popular among those who benefited from the status quo. The powerful, in particular, saw Amos as a threat to their power and privileges and sought to silence him in various ways. Amaziah, seer, go away, flee to the land of Judah. There earn your bread and there do your prophesying. Do not prophesy anymore at Bethel, because this is the king's sanctuary and the temple of the kingdom. Amos, I was neither a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I was a shepherd, and I also took care of sycamore fig trees. But the Lord took me from tending the flock and said to me, go, prophesy to my people Israel. Now then, hear the word of the Lord. You say, do not prophesy against Israel and stop preaching against the descendants of Isaac. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. Your wife will become a prostitute in the city, and your sons and daughters will fall by the sword. Your land will be measured and divided up, and you yourself will die in a pagan country, and Israel will surely go into exile, away from their native land. Despite the opposition, Amos stood firm. He declared that he was not a career prophet, but a shepherd directly called by God to prophesy against Israel. Amos did not allow intimidation to deter him from his mission. His response to Amaziah was clear and resolute. He would continue to proclaim God's message regardless of personal consequences. The rejection Amos faced was also reflected in the people's reaction. Many in Israel preferred to ignore his warnings, relying on material prosperity as a sign of divine favor. They did not want to hear that their unjust and corrupt practices would condemn them. This popular rejection made Amos's task even more solitary and challenging, but he remained faithful to his calling. The persecution of Amos is a reminder that speaking the truth can be dangerous and unpopular, especially when it challenges the powerful and the comfortable. However, Amos shows us the importance of staying true to the divine mission, even in the face of opposition. His courage and determination are an inspiring example of integrity and faith in action. Through Amos's experience, we are encouraged to be advocates of justice, even when we face resistance. He teaches us that true faithfulness to God may require sacrifice and courage, but it is worth fighting for justice and truth. The rejection Amos faced is a testament to the cost of discipleship, but also to the strength that comes from obeying God above all. Despite the harsh messages of judgment, Amos also brought a message of hope and restoration. He prophesied that after the judgment and exile, God would restore the people of Israel. This restoration would be a sign of God's mercy and faithfulness, a promise that punishment would not be the final word. Amos announced that a remnant would return and that the nation would be rebuilt on more just and godly foundations. Amos spoke of the rebuilding of destroyed cities and the revival of the land. He described a future where the harvests would be abundant and prosperity would return to the people of Israel. This vision of restoration was a stark contrast to the visions of destruction and desolation he had previously proclaimed. It offered a glimpse of God's grace even amid judgment. The promise of restoration included the spiritual renewal of the people. Amos prophesied that God would plant Israel again in their land, never to be uprooted. This indicated not only physical restoration, but also a renewal of the relationship between God and his people. Amos emphasized that this restoration would be based on justice and righteousness, marking a new beginning for Israel. Amos also spoke of a messianic era where a king from David's line would rule with justice. This messianic promise pointed to a future where God would establish an eternal kingdom of peace and prosperity. Amos's vision extended beyond immediate restoration to the eschatological hope of a perfect divine reign. This messianic hope sustained the faith and expectation of the people through the centuries. Amos's message of hope is a reminder that God does not abandon his people, even when he disciplines them. Through repentance and transformation, there is always a way back to God. The promise of restoration is an expression of divine mercy and the unbreakable covenant between God and his people. Amos teaches us that even after discipline, God is always ready to restore and renew. The hope of restoration challenges us to look beyond present circumstances and trust in God's promises. It encourages us to seek spiritual renewal and to live according to the principles of justice and righteousness. Through Amos's life and message, we are reminded that God is faithful and that his grace always offers a second chance to those who turn to him. Amos used various parables and allegories to communicate his messages, making his prophecies vivid and impactful. These figures of speech helped illustrate the abstract concepts of justice, judgment, and mercy in ways that were easily understood by the people. The evocative images Amos used made his messages memorable and difficult to ignore. One of Amos's most powerful allegories is that of the plumb line, which he saw in a vision. The plumb line represented God's standard of justice against which Israel would be measured. This simple yet potent image conveyed the idea that God was assessing the righteousness of his people and that any deviation would be corrected. The allegory of the plumb line was a clear warning that Israel was in danger of being found wanting and facing the consequences. Another significant allegory is that of the basket of ripe fruit, which Amos saw in another vision. The basket of ripe fruit symbolized that the time of harvest had come, indicating that God's judgment was about to be executed. Just as ripe fruit must be harvested, Israel's time for repentance was running out. This image conveyed a sense of urgency and inevitability, pressing the people to consider their actions before it was too late. Amos also used metaphors from the natural world to communicate his messages. He compared corrupt leaders to lions that destroy their prey and unjust practices to a fire that consumes everything in its path. These metaphors were effective because they connected the people's everyday experiences with profound spiritual truths. They helped make Amos's messages accessible and relevant to everyone. Amos's use of parables and allegories highlights his skill as a communicator. He understood that people connected with stories and images, and he used this to his advantage to convey difficult and unpopular messages. Amos knew that his words needed to penetrate the hearts and minds of the people, and his parables and allegories were powerful tools to achieve that goal. In addition to parables and allegories, Amos also employed rhetorical questions to challenge and engage his audience. Questions like, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" Amos 3:3, invited listeners to reflect on their own conduct and relationship with God. These questions not only provoked critical thinking, but also encouraged self-examination and introspection. Amos's parables and allegories continue to resonate today because they capture eternal truths in simple and understandable forms. They invite us to consider our own lives and reflect on how we measure up to divine standards. Through his figures of speech, Amos challenges us to live with integrity and justice, responding to God's call with faith and obedience. Amos was one of the first prophets to write down his messages, and his work had a significant impact on subsequent prophetic literature. His direct style, his denunciations of social injustice, and his apocalyptic visions influenced many prophets who came after him. Amos set a standard for written prophecy that emphasized justice, righteousness, and moral responsibility. The prophets who followed Amos, such as Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, often echoed his concerns about social justice and true worship of God. Isaiah, for example, shared Amos's vision of a God who demands justice and righteousness above sacrifices and empty rituals. Jeremiah also condemned corruption and injustice, using images and metaphors similar to those of Amos to communicate his messages. The influence of Amos can also be seen in how later prophets approached the theme of the Day of the Lord. Amos's apocalyptic vision of divine judgment was expanded and elaborated by other prophets, who continued to warn the people about the consequences of their disobedience and to promise ultimate restoration. Amos laid the groundwork for a broader understanding of God's intervention in human history. Beyond biblical prophets, Amos's message has resonated through the centuries in the work of thinkers and religious leaders. His emphasis on social justice and ethical responsibility influenced religious and social reform movements. Amos was often cited by those fighting against oppression and injustice, from Protestant reformers to civil rights activists in the 20th century. The poetic language and powerful imagery of Amos also left a lasting mark on religious and secular literature. His writings are studied and admired not only for their theological content, but also for their literary beauty. The clarity and strength of his message continue to inspire writers, preachers, and scholars around the world. The influence of Amos on prophetic literature and religious history is a testament to the enduring power of his message. He reminds us that words of truth and justice can transcend time and transform societies. Amos challenges us to use our voices and lives to stand up for justice and live according to divine principles, knowing that our actions can have a lasting impact on the world. The legacy of Amos is vast and continues to resonate today. His message of justice, compassion, and true worship of God transcends the historical context in which he lived and finds relevance in every age. Amos left us a legacy of moral courage and commitment to the truth, which continues to inspire those who seek to live according to divine principles. One of the most notable aspects of Amos's legacy is his emphasis on social justice. He challenged the powerful and defended the oppressed, calling for a society where justice and righteousness were the cornerstones. This focus on social justice influenced religious and social movements throughout history, including the civil rights and economic justice movements. Amos teaches us that true worship of God is intrinsically linked to how we treat others. Amos's legacy also includes his vision of an authentic relationship with God. He condemned superficial worship and empty rituals, insisting that God desires a sincere heart and a life marked by justice and righteousness. This message continues to challenge faith communities to examine their practices and seek a spirituality that is genuine and transformative. Moreover, Amos's courage in facing opposition and speaking truth to power is an inspiring example for all times. He shows us that being faithful to God may require sacrifice and courage, but it is our duty to stand up for justice and truth, regardless of the consequences. Amos's willingness to face personal risk for the sake of justice is a powerful lesson in integrity and faith. The literary influence of Amos is also part of his enduring legacy. His words are studied and appreciated for their poetic beauty and theological depth. Amos set a standard for prophetic literature that continues to be a model for those who seek to communicate deep truths clearly and impactfully. His writings are a testament to the power of the written word to inspire and transform. Finally, Amos's legacy reminds us of God's faithfulness. Despite the severity of his messages of judgment, Amos also proclaimed the hope of restoration and renewal. He reminds us that God is just but also merciful, and that there is always a way back for those who repent and seek to live according to his principles. This legacy of hope and renewal is a continuous source of encouragement and inspiration. The life and message of Amos offer numerous lessons that are relevant for us today. His story is a call to action, a challenge to live according to the principles of justice and righteousness that he so fervently defended. As we reflect on his life, we are inspired to consider how we can apply these lessons in our own lives and communities. One of the most important lessons from Amos is the importance of social justice. He reminds us that true worship of God involves acting justly and compassionately towards others. Amos challenged the powerful and defended the vulnerable, showing us that genuine faith must manifest in concrete actions of justice and mercy. We are called to be defenders of the oppressed and to work for a more just and equitable society. Another vital lesson from Amos is the need for an authentic relationship with God. He condemned religious hypocrisy and empty rituals, insisting that God desires a sincere heart and a life of righteousness. This lesson challenges us to examine our own religious practices and seek a spirituality that is genuine and transformative. Amos reminds us that true worship goes beyond rituals and is reflected in how we live our daily lives. Amos's courage also teaches us about the importance of speaking the truth, even when it is difficult or unpopular. He faced opposition and persecution, but remained faithful to his divine calling. Amos shows us that we must have the courage to stand up for justice and truth, regardless of the consequences. This lesson is especially relevant in a world where truth is often suppressed or distorted. Amos's vision of hope and restoration encourages us to trust in God's faithfulness. Even amid messages of judgment, Amos proclaimed the promise of renewal and redemption. He reminds us that God is merciful and that there is always hope for those who repent and seek to live according to his principles. This lesson of hope is a source of encouragement for all of us, especially in times of difficulty and uncertainty. Finally, the enduring influence of Amos on prophetic literature and religious history reminds us of the power of words to inspire and transform. His writings are a testament to the strength of the written word to communicate deep and impactful truths. Amos challenges us to use our own words and actions to promote justice, truth, and righteousness in our lives and communities.